When Senegal speaks, you listen.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, people? See, man, Senegal speaks once again. A little off-topic commentary once again. Basically, I want to talk about the troops pulling out of Afghanistan in the Middle East. I've been seeing a lot of backwash and a lot of just bad commentary on it. First off, y'all got to get off this bullshit of red and blue R&D. Y'all got that's brainwashing, y'all. None of that shit matters. They're all working together. Wake up, people. God damn. First off, whether you for or against it, we never should have been there in the first place. If you go back and you look at the facts, you'll find we've been in the Middle East for oil and other resources. Don't act like you ain't know, because it ain't no secret, even in the United States. We've been sending troops over there. Our troops have been getting maimed, killed, for damn near nothing. This is the America we live in. We gotta stop. We gotta get off this bullshit trip of we perfect and we don't make mistakes, or every mistake we do is followed by a but. No, sir. Doesn't work like that. We mangled this up and we fucked it up completely. That's why now their militia is even more heavily armed and technologically advanced. Where do you think they got it from? We was at the same time fighting with them, and at the same time making money off the oil, and at the same time giving them weapons. The same thing they do in the ghettos and the hoods, drop off drugs and guns, is the same thing they went in Afghanistan and did. So you tell me, how in the hell how they gonna get better? We not even sending regular citizens out there to live amongst them. I think that's a obvious plan. Send you some regular Americans, you know, give them some grants and other rewards for building out there, living out there, even if you gotta pay for them to live out there. And that's how you push on your democratic principles. Don't half-ass it. If you're gonna take over, take over. This bullshit pussyfoot, oh, we're gonna stay here for a year, we're gonna raid this place, and nah, man, and it's good Kurds, and just, hey, man, listen. If we're not gonna fight the battle for democracy across the whole world, which we all know America is not doing, then why are we just doing it in certain places? It's obvious it's for the natural resources. That is the only reason we were out there. Not for 9/11, not for none of the other bullshit reasons that they listed. They duped the American people again, and they're gonna keep doing it because we don't do anything but accept it, lay down and take it. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is right now, because people don't want to wake up and see the truth. They want to fall into a comfort zone of lies and trust, mistrust and disbelief. Facts. So that's all I gotta say. I'll leave it at that. Any comments, hit me up and let me know. Peace.